Sally had expected Antonia to be a big sister in the same manner she herself had been. But that wasn't Antonia's style. Antonia felt no responsibility to anyone. She was nobody's caretaker. From the very start, she would tease Kylie without mercy and could bring her little sister to tears with a glance. It was only at the aunt's house that the girls became allies, perhaps even friends. Here, where everything was worn and frayed, except for the shining woodwork, the girls spent hours together. They collected lavender and had picnics in the shade of the garden. They sat in the cool parlor late in the day or sprawled out on the second floor landing where there were thin bands of lemony sunlight, playing parcheesi and endless rounds of gin rummy. Their closeness may have been the result of sharing the attic bedroom, or only because the girls had no choice of playmates, since the children in town still crossed over to the other side of the street when they passed the Owens house. Whatever the reason, it brought Sally great joy to see the girls at the kitchen table, heads bent near enough to touch as they worked a puzzle or made a card to send off to Jillian at her new address in Iowa or New Mexico. Soon enough, they'd be at each other's throats, arguing over petty privileges or some nasty trick of Antonia's. A daddy longlegs left under Kylie's baby blanket, which she continued to be attached to at the age of 11 and even at 12, or dirt and stones slipped into the bottom of her boots. And so Sally allowed the girls to do as they wished for that 1 week in August, even though she knew, in the end, it wasn't to their benefit. Each year, as their vacation wore on, the girls always slept later and later in the day. Black circles appeared around their eyes. They began to complain about the heat, which made them too tired to even walk to the drugstore for ice cream sundaes and cold bottles of Coke, though they found the old woman who worked there fascinating, since she never said a word and could make a banana split in seconds flat, peeling the banana and pouring out the syrups and marshmallow whip before you could blink your eyes. After a while, Kylie and Antonia were spending most of their time in the garden, where belladonna and digitalis have always grown beside the peppermint. And the cats the aunts loved so dearly, including two ratty creatures from Sally's childhood, Magpie and Raven, who have simply refused to die, still dig in the rubbish heap for fish heads and bones.